Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrikes continue as rebels begin fighting one another. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning, this according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Rebels in northern Syria, meantime, have been fighting among themselves after one of the largest Syrian rebel groups was accused of having ties to Islamic State. The battles that have been raging for days in Idlib province threaten to weaken the rebels' hold on the region because of those Syrian and Russian airstrikes. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that rebels recently largely stopped fighting government forces and have lost some 30% of their territory. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safer routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, aid groups say that they are seeing few indications that Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure no one, ISIS fighter or innocent civilian, is able to leave. Experts warn it could be a humanitarian disaster in the making. This is